U.S. District Court Judge Susan Weber Wright issued the preliminary injunction to give time for a challenge to the law to be heard in court. She considered the likelihood that a lawsuit could succeed and whether enforcement of the law could cause irreparable harm to doctors and patients. After nearly 2 hours of arguments, Wright said she felt the law more than likely is unconstitutional because the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion until a fetus can viably survive outside the womb. That's generally considered to be in the 22 to 24-week time frame. Arkansas's 12-week abortion ban is tied to when a fetal heartbeat can be detected using an abdominal ultrasound. A decision about the law's constitutionality is expected later, and with subsequent appeals, means it could eventually go before the Supreme Court. After the hearing, attorney Bettina Brownstein with the American Civil Liberties Union said she believes the law will eventually be tossed out.
I think it's likely that we'll succeed on the merits, that the statute will be declared unconstitutional and will never go into effect.
Republican State Senator Jason Rapert sponsored the Human Heartbeat Protection Act, and while this prevents it from taking effect in August, he said he was encouraged by two comments from the judge. In making her ruling, Judge Wright said she does not believe it is an undue burden for a doctor to tell a woman if a fetal heartbeat had been detected and the viability of bringing a child to term. Senator Rapert told reporters,
"When there is a heartbeat, there is life. And it is time in this nation and in our state, when you have 55 million human beings that have been taken, we must have a more rational and a more humane policy on abortion in our nation." So out of it, preliminary injunction granted, but a very good indication that the two provisions, which would at least allow a woman to make an informed decision to allow those to stand, I think that's a very positive, so I'm happy with that.
The law was passed by the Republican-led legislature in March, overriding a veto from Governor Mike Beebe. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.